Stole that cookie from that cookie jar?
Well, who stole the cookie from the cookie jar?
All right. Thank you, Kim. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And I just want to say, who knew, first of all, that there was a Chicago Bears baker? Secondly, who knew there were going to be such amazing stories? We've been talking to Sarah Tui off the air. You are a baker slash treat maker for our Chicago Bears.
That's right. Thank you for having me on.
We're thrilled to have you, Sarah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Here's an idea we came up with. Tell us if you think this would fly. The Bears get to eat these delicious treats that you create only if they win. If they don't win, they get nothing. What do you think?
No, because the effort is always there.
Yeah?
You know what? Right. They always play a good game.
All right.
In my eyes.
But
anyways,
to be clear, like they choked the other day. They didn't choke on one of your delicious treats.
No. Right. It has nothing to do with treats. My treats are enjoyed by, I think, a lot of people now at household, not just the players. It started off with just the players, but
now it's everybody.
All right. Now it's everybody.
How did a baker for the Chicago Bears position even start?
Okay, well, so the story goes, it's been a long-standing tradition at Hallis Hall that the players get homemade treats just one day a week, and it's only during the 17 weeks of the NFL.
You'd think they'd play better knowing that, you know?
We're going to be good. We're playing good. Come on now. And so it's been going on for years, from what I understand, and it started with just like a scout came in and to the video department and said, you know what the video department needs is some homemade treats to make these guys feel welcome. A lot of them are new to town, away from their families. So it was like a really nice, welcoming tradition. And then in 2012, my brother, who works for the Bears, he's been there for a while, the summer of 2012, he came to me and said, Sarah, my boss said we need a new treat maker. Homemade treats, we need them. You got to make them for the team. I volunteered you. He said, Tui, you got all those sisters. Can one of them bake? And I just said, yeah, my sister Sarah. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. But I really don't know how to bake. I've only made Nestle Toll House cookies. They never turn out the same. It makes me nuts.
Baking's way harder than cooking.
So
I love to cook. Never was a big baker. Same as you.
Exactly. And I learned the hard way. Baking and wine don't mix. But cooking and wine
does.
Exactly. Yeah. But I was like, all right, I'm taking this seriously. So I just like set out that I knew I had a few weeks before the season was going to start. And I started reading recipes, researching blogs, printing out recipes, tweaking recipes, testing them. And I have a full-time job at Liquidus. And so I'd bring in my treats to all the young kids that I work with. I'm like, guys, what do you think of this? Yeah. And they would, you know, and based on their comments, I would say, okay, I think it's bear worthy. I'm gonna make it
bear worthy.
Send it to Hallis Hall next
week. Did you ask what happened to the old Bears baker? Why was he or she replaced? Do you think? Do we know?
No, I think she had just done it out of the goodness of her heart for a long time, and
she retired.
Yeah, she did it for a very long time, from what I understand.
Oh, okay.
What was the first treat you ever made that was bear worthy? That went that way.
Well, the first one was these salted caramel chocolate chip bars, which I brought to you today.
Mm. Oh, we might have to try them, Bill.
If we have to, I guess.
And I have to give credit to the bloggers because they have made my life so much easier. You know, before I was like, I don't know how to bake, and it's a labor of love. So I used to think, oh, if you can read, you can bake. But it's actually no, you really have to put your mind
to it. It's
like
you're a chemist.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of science behind it. But these bloggers are great because they share all their recipes. And so I just started following them on Instagram, on Facebook. And what bothered me though was that so many people would comment and they'd be like, oh, that sounds so good. Can't wait to make it. I'm like, I need actual real data here. Is it good or not? So that's what my blog is kind of more about. Like these have been tested, tried and true through my coworkers and the Bears.
And the Bears.
Yeah. And so that's the joy of it all. I love reading these blogs and reading these recipes, printing them out, and then sometimes I'll put my own twist on them. I change some of them ever so slightly.
Why would you change one? If it's tried and true, what are you trying to add or subtract?
Well, like, for instance, so many of these recipes call for unsalted butter. I don't believe in unsalted butter.
I don't love salt.
No, I know, Wendy. It's like, you need a little salt. In fact, I sometimes add a little extra. My chocolate chip cookies always get a sprinkle of salt on the top.
Oh.
It's so much better. I don't know if it's my older taste buds. My taste buds getting older, but it's like, I believe in salted butter.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a chemist, so that's the beauty of it. These people have already provided the recipes. I might just change one or two things, but not like...
Like add nuts when it doesn't say
exactly.
Add nuts.
Or add a little more vanilla, or melt the butter instead of room temperature, because I believe melted butter and the amount of egg really affect the crispy on the outside, chewy on the inside. There's a lot. And I don't know anything scientifically. It's just basically...
It's instinct.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a recipe, it'll say a sprinkle of this or a dash of this or a pinch of this. How do you determine the difference between a sprinkle, a dash, and a pinch?
That's a good question. I probably wouldn't try that recipe.
No.
No, yeah, I just...
Because it's all just a little bit. It just means a little bit of something, right?
I know. And that's how the wise women, you know, the family
Scribes.
Recipes... Yeah, that's how they did it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's why I give credit to so many of these bloggers. And I'll write to them, too, if I don't like... I came across one that said world's best peanut butter bars. And I was like, okay, that sounds good. Printed it, made it, brought it to work. All the peanut butter lovers, I'm like, you guys, try this. And I was thinking to myself, I don't think it's all that great. And sure enough, the reviews were like, it was good.
Really?
I'm like, would you give it a world's best title? And they're like, no. I said, no, me neither. I'm
what
writing
was
to that
missing?
Blogger.
Why wasn't
well,
it
Well, it was just
to...
fine.
It wasn't
but that's,
great.
But that's the thing. It's like you spend so many hours looking for these great recipes. And
sure.
With the title, like, world's best. I'm like, it's got to be good. But it was just fine. Hmm. It wasn't bad.
Nah.
But that's the thing. That's what I love doing, though. I enjoy, like, just spending hours looking at... I go to bed looking at recipes. And then I'm like, oh, this sounds like the Bears might like this one. And then that's, you know, as the season starts approaching, the preseason anyway, that's when I get back into the kitchen and really start testing new recipes.
Yeah.
And so I came up with, like, last week they got a brand new recipe, the cinnamon toast bars.
Oh.
People loved it.
Oh.
I brought it to work first, and then I think they loved it there. My brother, I usually ask him for how are the treats going
over.
You know, he gives me, like, a commentary.
Yeah. All right. You brought in these... world famous
Hall of Fame balls.
Wow. Yes, yes.
Which was Bronco Nagurski's nickname. Did you know that?
No,
fun
I didn't
fact.
Know that.
Yeah, fun fact.
Okay.
What are in the Hall of Fame balls?
Well, I'm not going to give away the actual recipe, but they're much like the Oreo cookie ball, except I kind of tweaked it and put my own little twist on it. If you read the recipe, you'll like them. Oreo. So here's the story behind this. I'm calling them Hall of Fame balls because at some point, like I said, there was another person. That person somehow introduced Oreo balls to the Bears.
Yeah.
And they all loved them, but Brian Urlacher especially. And so that was like when my brother came to me, he's like, nothing really else matters that you bake, but you got to make these balls because people go nuts for them. I'm like, okay. I read the recipe. I was like, okay, I'm not going to tell anybody, but I'm going to put my own spin on it.
Yeah.
And so I did and started sending them that way, and they've gone over great. But Brian Urlacher really is the reason that the Bears are still enjoying these every week during
the spin
season.
You put on them is, in honor of Brian Urlacher, they have a little bit of hair on the top now, I noticed. It used to be there.
Oh, my gosh. No, but so when he got... voted into the Hall of Fame, he was at Hallis Hall and saw my brother and said, you know, we got to get those balls at my party. And so I was like, Brian Urlacher wants these balls, I'm getting them. So I literally...
Urlacher's balls. I mean, they really should.
I literally was like, I'm getting them. I was going to go to the Hall of Fame game anyway because I wanted to see that stadium.
Yeah.
I try to see a new stadium every year.
Oh, that's so cool.
But so I went on my lunch hour one day. I go downtown to the Home Depot in the South Loop. I come back with like a cooler the size of a trailer home. Everybody at work's like, Tui, what are you doing? I'm like, I am making balls tonight, and I have to go on ice, and I've got to get them from Chicago to Canton safely and chilled.
How many would you say did you make?
I think I made like 250, 250.
Oh my.
Well, you have to, because you got to multiply the number of players and coaches and personnel times.
And they can't just have one.
No one's going to have one.
The Bears have been so good. And they've been so complimentary. Whenever I meet anybody, they've been like so appreciative. So they've given me the confidence to, like, you should do something. Like, really, you should do something with this.
Yeah.
You're talented. I'm
well,
like,
now
you
are, and we'll discuss that in just a little bit, what the next level that you're taking it to. Stick around. We've got more for you coming ahead. Sarah Tui is here, the Bears baker. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
We're talking about the Bears.
We are, aren't we? Sarah Tui is here. She's the baker / treat maker for the Chicago Bears. We talked at the end of the last segment about you taking it to the next level. It turns out that some of your creations will be available to the public very soon, right?
Yes, I hope so. That's the goal. And we're focusing on the balls because you can't get them at retail right now. And people love them. I've heard that grown men fight over the last ball. So I was like, you know what?
You can't get
these. And they are a labor of love, but they're not difficult. And I thought, well, let's see if there's any storefronts around Soldier Field that wants to carry them.
Will you be allowed to put the Bears logo or the Bears colors? You can't do any of that.
No, because I'm just baking out of the goodness of my heart, and I love the Bears. But, you know, this is all just kind of a passion of mine.
Can you call them Hall of Fame balls, or can you not call them
we'll
that?
We'll see.
I wonder. Because it doesn't say the football hall. It
right,
just says Hall of Fame.
Right, because there's Hall of Fame everywhere,
right? Yeah, that's generic, right? I think you're okay there.
You
right.
think about it. I just think about being a little kid and you're out playing all day and you'd go to somebody's house and their mom would have a fresh-baked tray of cookies and that was like the best thing in the world.
Right.
You are bringing this to the Bears and it's so cute when you said people coming from another place, maybe they don't have a home here. Nothing says you're home than
right.
fresh-baked goods.
I think, and that's what's the beauty of the whole story is they wanted the team to feel welcome. And a lot of these guys are young, you know, and away from their families. And so it really did start out of just the goodness of your heart. And I'm proud to that they have kept me around and have me keeping the tradition going. And so it's been really, really fun. It just fits in well with where I'm at in my journey, too.
Were you doing this when Lovie Smith was the coach?
I was,
Did you put any sugar at all in his treats? Because he seemed like he was going to doze off at any moment.
Speaking of sugar, I'm a diabetic, too. So it's like,
oh, are you?
You can, wow. A lot of times I'll be in front of the oven doing jumping jacks and sit-ups because I'm like, oh, shoot, I just ate too many. I've got to give myself some insulin. And but no,
be careful.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
It's all in moderation.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's all about. Just a treat.
You do all
treat.
This baking yourself. You're not having, and no one's helping you with this.
No, right.
Wow.
Well, I'm a little bit of a control freak, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm super brand loyal, brand specific. You know, wait a second. If somebody tries to help me, I'm like, hold on. And like the first season, you know, people would hear, oh, you're going to be baking for the Bears. Oh, come over. Yeah, come over. Bring some wine. Well, this is when I figured out. No, I got to rein it in. Wine and baking does not mix. One night, my girlfriends were over. We were having a great time. 11:30 at night, I'm like, what the heck is this? These are hard as rocks. I walked to Jewel. I bought like $80 worth of Fannie Mae Pixies. Stuck them in my bins, and my brother picked them up. I said, Fannie Mae may have contributed to treat day this week. It's like, it's all right, as long as it's good.
That's all that counts.
Yeah.
And you have a blog yourself, bakingforthebears.com.
Yes.
You're on Twitter. You're on Instagram as well?
I am. I think I'm on. I can't find you
on Instagram.
Okay. I need to get it
together.
Yeah. But the blog is out there. I just started the blog this year only because I thought these recipes, it takes a long time to find good recipes. And I think that's one of my knacks is finding a recipe that actually really does taste good. And so that's what I thought, you know what, I'm going to share this with people because there's a lot of mothers out there that don't have time to read. And whenever I bring my treats, because I not only bake for the Bears, I bake them for friends and family. Mm. And I mean, I make 3-layer, you know, pink champagne buttercream cakes for birthdays.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, this is how much I love it.
My birthday's tomorrow. Wendy's is Wednesday.
Oh, this is good to know.
Yeah, just keep bringing it.
And the pound cake? I'll be back with some more of my treats because this is just a very small sampling. But I thought, you know, it's fun to share this with because there are so many recipes out there that you spent all this time and money and then you're like, it was just okay.
Is there real champagne in champagne cake?
Yes, there sure is. Pink champagne. They're beautiful. And you can make them into cupcakes, too.
Oh.
Yes.
I love sharing recipes. I mean, really, think back to our parents and the church would put together or the school would put together a little recipe book.
Right.
I love sharing recipes with people. I find them, I print them, and then I don't make them. I have this cheesecake recipe that I'm going to share with you and anyone who wants it. It's called Three Cities of Spain Cheesecake.
Ooh.
It was created by Santa Fe's Three Cities of Spain Coffee House. It closed in the mid-70s. My favorite cheesecake has like a layer of a sour cream level on the top. This has it. I bought a springform pan and everything at Joann Fabric, and I never made it.
I know. You know what? I have that same problem sometimes, too. I mean, I probably have 50 recipes that I've printed and want to try, but I haven't done it. But I'll make that for you. Thank you for having me on my show as a thank you for having me.
I don't remember when I was a kid cake pops being a real thing. I thought it was just something I dreamt, but now everybody's making
everywhere.
Cake pops. They're so good.
Right. They're everywhere, and that's where these balls aren't everywhere.
No.
The cake pops are, and they're good. I've tried cake pops. They're delicious. I've tried to make them, and I didn't do a good job.
No?
These are way better than cake pops.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree. So, yeah. So, it's just been, it's been really a fun
day. Everybody makes chocolate chip cookies. Why are yours so good? What are you doing differently?
Okay. Well, as I said, I didn't really know how to bake until I really didn't put my heart into it until this whole side gig with the Bears came. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I had ever remembered baking was the Nestle Toll House recipe that everybody does. And my cookies never turned out the same, and it drove me nuts. It actually drove me to hate baking. Like, my sister's Nestle Toll House.
The same every time.
Same every time, and so much better than mine.
Yeah.
I was like, so that was the first thing I wanted to do, because I think chocolate chip cookies just says home.
Yeah.
And So I set out, I read a ton of different recipes. I made a ton of different recipes. I asked people for their homemade recipes. And then I kind of just tweaked a couple and came up with my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I use two kinds of chocolate. I'm like I said, I'm very brand specific and brand loyal. So Ghirardelli is my favorite.
Wow.
I mean, I'm super particular about chocolate. And then I do a little bit something different with the butter. I always use the salted butter and
yes.
melt it. And then the egg ratio too is a big factor on how you get the crunchy outside and the gooey inside,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll use two eggs and then like one tablespoon of just an egg, whipped egg.
Oh, that sounds good.
But one tablespoon makes a difference?
Everybody says that, but it does. And then sometimes I overdo it and then they're like flat. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're not always perfect, but I kind of know, like, when I lift up my standalone mixer, I know the consistency of how the batter drips. If there's too much egg, then I know,
yeah.
put more flour.
We only have a second. Will the Bears make the playoffs this season?
Absolutely.
They will. All right.
Because of Sarah Tuohy.
Because of you, Sarah.
No.
You're inspiring them. That's what it is.
Well, I would like to say I contributed a little fun there.
I think you
a
are.
A little happiness, anyway.
I think you are.
Please
That's...
come back and see us,
oh,
and I want to get
you.
On a recipe exchange with you, so I'll follow your blog, bakingforthebears.com.
Thank you so much. It's been a great time.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Sarah Tuohy. She's the baker and treat maker for your Chicago Bears.
Who's the candlestick maker?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know.
All right. Well, coming up, the stories that matter with Kim Gordon from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.